XO Takeover.
Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of XO Takeover. Today I'm joined with the one and only Emily Mack. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling?
Good. Autumnal.
We just had this conversation twice now because we are still trying to sort out how to best get this stream so you can actually see us, see the discussion, and so we can put this on YouTube and stuff. So bear with us if we're a bit blunt because this is like our third attempt now. It's never ending, but hopefully this time we'll actually get something decent out for you lot. So Emily, I'm gonna ask you like a few questions and then we're gonna get into your top five songs of all time. So just gonna kick it straight off with, how do you feel The Weeknd compares when he's performing live to his like studio albums?
Well, I think if you've been to like the After Hours Till Dawn tour, you'll know like having those like big synth sounds, like Mike Dean-esque in the newer albums, like just echo around that stadium, like it's like, I feel like that's how it was born to be played, you know. And then when playing like the trilogy songs, I feel like it brings another level to them, because I feel like you imagine those being recorded in a small studio, like listened to in a little bedroom, and then to have them like, you know, shouting like the knowing and stuff like that out in this like massive place, it just, yeah, brings like a new light to it. And obviously with the dances and everything, it gives it like the vastness that it deserves, you know.
I feel like it's definitely a surreal moment, not just for us as fans, but for even The Weeknd himself. I imagine he is like in awe of how far he's come and how long we've been listening to him now, like over 10 years. It's mental.
When you look at like the first performances and stuff, like
it's definitely increased. It's not just in like vocal wise, but even like stage wise, it's gone from just a stage with a drummer and his band members.
Yeah,
it's got like a big ass TV screen and a runway and everything. Yeah, it's crazy. But do you feel like, so with each of these tours, the stage changes, and with each of these tours, we get a new album. Do you feel that when The Weeknd brings out these new albums, his change in egos and personas, do you think they contribute a lot to these albums and make it better, or do you think they make it worse?
I think it definitely adds to it. I feel like, you know, no one does it like him. Like, it brings that new layer of, like, when you listen to it and you can picture it and interpret it in the way that you do, and then when the music videos come out, you're like, oh, like, that's, like, how it was meant to be interpreted. And, yeah, it, not everyone can do it. It's quite a tricky thing to do as, like, a songwriter or a producer to get the right balance. But he does it in, like, the best way, you know.
Is there a particular persona or music video that you enjoy more than the others?
I feel like anything from After Hours, you know, it's, like, got that shock factor to it. Like, you know, cutting people's heads off and stuff like that. I was like, whoa. That was, like, very memorable, like, hard-hitting kind of, like, oh, that's sick. Like, anything from After Hours, I think.
I still can't believe that people actually thought he'd changed his face, you know, for the Save Your Tears video. It's still, there's still people out there that believe he's actually looking like that now, and it's crazy.
I know. I mean, it shows the impact, at least. I mean, if I was him, I'd be like, whatever, like, who else could do that? No one else is out here thinking that he's got, like, plastic surgery, because he did like that good. Like,
I like the dedication he did for that, though. You know, showing up to award shows with bandages on his face. And they're getting more and more, and then he does the music video, and he's got that look. I feel like we need to see that Weeknd again in a music video for the next album.
Mm-hmm. But something speaking really of weird, like, It
Speaking
makes people
of
go like
videos, what
your
would you
guide.
say is a film or TV show that The Weeknd has starred in that you think's the best? You know, we've got The Idol, got American Dad, Uncut Gems, The Simpsons. I'm pretty sure he did an episode of Robot Chicken as well at some point. What would you say is your favourite and why?
We've got to go with American Dad because, I mean, you know, it's just funny. It's iconic. It's like when that happened, I was like, yeah, it's just a bit surreal, but it's definitely the best. I mean, obviously, The Idol's like an obvious thing to say, but I didn't watch most of it, mainly because everyone around me at the time was like, don't, because it'll ruin him for you. Like,
Do you think The Idol deserved to have that level of hate on it, or do you think maybe, you know, people should just give it a chance?
well, based on what I saw, because I feel like I'm not the most like credible source because I didn't see it all, but like I feel like it's a bit extra because at the end of the day he is playing an acting role, like let it go. Like, you know, I mean, I didn't obviously, like I said, I didn't see all of it, but it can't have been that bad. Like I didn't, you know, it can't, no one said anything that was like makes me think like, oh, that's awful. But obviously some things that his character said in it made me think, I don't know, that's kind of awful. I don't want to see that.
It definitely had its moments, but I feel like I don't even know. It had its moments, but that's all I can say. The soundtrack though was amazing, undeniably.
That's a good point. I feel like everyone said that, even the people that don't listen to The Weeknd was like, yeah,
Yeah,
for the soundtrack.
I feel like the soundtrack is definitely like, if there's no positives, it's the soundtrack, definitely
Yeah,
kind of.
exactly.
But what would you say is your like favorite song from the soundtrack?
Maybe one of your girls. It's probably my most listened to one.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I really, 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 really like his rendition of Jealous Guy, and
Yeah.
I love the transition from Like a God to False Idols.
Yeah. My God, yeah. I forgot about that one. So good. It's actually really good.
But speaking of renditions, what do you think about The Weeknd doing like renditions of other people's songs? And do you think we'll get another one? Like we've got Dirty Diana, Jealous Guy. Do you think we'll get another one at some point, or?
I would like it, you know, because I feel like he hasn't done it for, well, obviously, Bad and Jazz Guy, but I mean, like, in his albums, like you said, Dirty Diana, so long ago, it'd be really cool to see that again. And also, it's one of those things that everyone, if you do a rendition of a song that everyone knows, like Dirty Diana, you're gonna get a lot of people listening to it as well. Like, everyone will know it,
Yeah.
it's familiar. Dirty Diana is one of my faves, though, because, yeah, growing up, I loved that song, and then when I found The Weeknd does it as well, like, yeah.
It's definitely a darker take on Michael Jackson's original version, but it's still good, still a banger. But would you, in terms of The Weeknd and like, you know, doing features, is there any particular features that are your favourites that he's been on or he's had on his, and is there any that you hate with a passion?
There's nothing I can say that I hate so much, but my favorite's probably Die For It. Yeah, it's just quite nostalgic for me. I don't know why, but it's one of those songs that, you know, when you smell something, it takes you back. It's one of those songs that it takes me back to a specific moment in time. It's like, wow, I don't know why, but yeah, nice.
Yeah,
Probably my favorite.
it's a lot better than Dark Times with Ed Sheeran. Hate, just hate that song with a passion. I hate it. I don't even like the fact that this is our like second recording of this. I'm just trying to fit in as many times as I can say that I hate Ed Sheeran with a passion. So there we go. I managed to fit it back in. I just had to do that. Do you feel like there's a feature that The Weeknd should have done with someone that he's not already?
I definitely have thought of this. I'm not now on the spot, I think.
I feel like we definitely should have got the Die For You remix with SZA, or at least a song with SZA. I feel like they would have gone well, and especially that version of the remix, I feel is better than the Ariana Grande one.
Good point. I feel like Frank Ocean will be sick in the future.
Yeah, is he still doing music though?
I know, that's
Maybe.
just me wishful thinking, like, honestly.
There's wishful thinking, and then there's like,
It would be fine.
let's get real here. He's not coming
No.
back. I'm glad that, in my opinion, I'm glad that he managed to do a song with Tyler, the Creator. That I was so happy to see that collaboration came out.
That, yeah,
I feel like Tyler's
absolutely.
bit could have been a bit longer, but I'm just grateful anyway.
Yeah, me too.
But in terms of the new album, how many do you think we'll get any more features other than, we know Anita's been confirmed as a feature. Do you think that we'll get any more?
Again, it might just be me like wishful thinking. I'd like to see like maybe three or four features, but it might be more like After Hours where there's no features. Well, I mean, obviously there is going to be a feature, but
Yeah.
it.
I feel like it's gonna be a mix of After Hours and Dawn FM. We got no features for After Hours, but we got quite a few for Dawn FM. I feel like it'll be a middle ground, maybe.
Exactly. I'm getting like mixed mash like vibes from it. Get a lot of different genres in there, something for everyone, you know?
Yeah. So in terms of like, the rollout for this new album, and São Paulo and the iHeart Festival, what's been like your thoughts on it? Are you excited for what's coming? Are you sad to see it end?
I'm definitely excited. It gives me vibes of like the first like trilogy, because like it gives me a kind of rebirth, like this is the new trilogy, we're starting from here, like this is square one, this is gonna be like next decade's trilogy to look back on. So yeah, I'm excited. I think it's still gonna have that 80s kind of sound to it, just like kind of reinventing, yeah, the whole trilogy thing. When people say trilogy in the future, they might think of like this kind of trilogy.
Yeah, I wonder, like, because he with the first three, he brought them out individually, and then he brought out trilogy. Do you reckon he might do something similar for this trilogy?
I feel like if he gets to a point where he's run out of ideas, yeah, where he's just kind of like, yeah, trilogy too. But I feel like it could be a bit tacky to be like, oh, this is a second trilogy, and people might be like, because it is something like brand new, it's completely different, so
Yeah, and
might.
there's a lot. Definitely a lot more songs in this trilogy compared to the original one. I think there was only like the 27 songs and then the three bonus ones, whereas this one we're already like well into our 20s, 30s, arched alone. But then he's
It would be cool
also. So go on.
It would be cool to have like an album with like a select few songs from each album that like you could listen to it and still get that like kind of journey in your head, like visualize the kind of
Yeah.
through those three albums and just have like maybe like four songs off each album. That'd be like a cool little,
I feel like that's what he
make.
did with the iHeart Festival as well, because didn't he did two songs off After Hours, two songs off Dawn FM, and then I think he did three off Hurry Up Tomorrow or two, which I think was quite cool that he managed to fit it. I think he's just going full on in with this trilogy, which I think is a good thing because we never really got to see many of the After Hours songs performed for that tour. But I don't know, with this trilogy as well, he did a deluxe for After Hours, a deluxe for Dawn FM. Do you reckon he'll do another one, deluxe for this one?
Probably, I think so, yeah. I hope we get a good few songs, like three or four songs on the end, like After Hours.
So with The Weeknd's genre, it's a lot more upbeat 80s synth stuff at the minute. But do you think mostly for his older stuff, and you could even talk about his newer stuff as well. Do you think that the role of heartbreak and pain has had a big impact on these albums and The Weeknd himself?
Yeah, I think like that's something that obviously everyone at some point can relate to, so it's gonna attract a lot of people. Oh yeah, I can relate to this song. Like maybe not everyone can relate to kind of the like heavier aspects and themes, especially drugs and things. Like the average listener probably doesn't kind of relate to that. So to just incorporate something so simple like heartbreak is such a, relatable.
Do you think the usage of heartbreak has gotten less as the albums have progressed, or do you think it's just as much the same now as it was back then?
I think it's just written and presented in a different way. Like Trilogy sounds like gut wrenching. Like it's you really like feel that, and I think over the time with like you said the new poppy kind of synthy style, it's a bit more light-hearted, but there might be some like undertones of it there that maybe people aren't picking up on. But yeah, kind of just written in a way that isn't as much like obvious painful, but got that light-hearted mainstream vibe.
So, in light of that then, how would you compare After Hours to After Hours and Dawn FM to Kissland and Beauty by the Madness?
Yeah.
Do you think the progression is better? Say, so could The Weeknd, do you think, could he do After Hours and Dawn FM back when he was doing Kissland and Beauty by the Madness, and do you think like vice versa as well?
I think if he did, if he kind of brought back that old Kissland sound now, I think it could do well. Although like it would be a switch up, so I think it would just change kind of audiences. I would love that to have that old sound back. Like I feel like a lot of people would, but I don't think we're gonna get it. Hopefully like one day, you never know. But
Yeah,
I feel like he's just so
Kissland matters.
Kissland. But like I just feel like it's never that's that kind of sounds never gonna come back. It's kind of telling us like listen like this isn't. But yeah, if this sound was back then, I feel like the 80s kind of synth pop sounds and kind of came back around COVID. So I feel like if he was doing that in those years.
I feel like there's still like a little hint of the synth pops in Kissland, like with
Yeah.
how it's called now, Wanderlust. There we go.
Yeah.
That's kind of got that vibe to it, and
Yeah, so that if you brought that out now, that'll do really well.
yeah,
That kind
I feel like it wouldn't sound exactly the same. I think there'd be quite a few changes, but it'd still sound really good.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot of features on Beauty Behind the Madness helped it become
Yeah,
as big as it was.
I feel like I'm happy that now he's working with like more bigger producers compared to back then. Metro Boomin, Swedish House Mafia, Mike Dean. I feel like ever since he started working with Mike Dean, there's been like a big shift in terms
Yeah,
of
for
the
sure.
sound. In a good way though. But do you think like, say you're on like a late night drive, which album are you putting on?
Kissland, I think. I know we've just been talking about Kissland, but like Tears in the Rain, Adaptation, The Town, like Kissland, all of them just yeah, it's driving to me. Like I feel like I seem to be always in the car or on the bus or something when I listen to Kissland.
Yeah.
Like although I do find myself listening to it after I was a lot in the car, but still,
I feel
I'd
like After
probably
Hours is good for late night drives as well. But I feel like that's more afternoon kind of thing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, like 8 o'clock.
Yeah. So, in terms of albums, if you were trying to get your friend into The Weeknd, and there was only one album that you could play them front to back. They can't skip through it, and you can't select like the song. They have to listen to it front to back. Which album are you choosing for them?
Probably say you want to go with like an album with features, I think, because like there might be someone that they really like on there. But part of me is just like After Hours, because for me that album is zero skips. Like there'll never be an album that tops that for me, not just by The Weeknd, but in general, it's just my all-time fave.
Do you not
But I
think
think yeah,
the
what
new
was it?
album has potential to top it?
He definitely has potential to top it, but I think maybe it just has like a special place in my heart. Just maybe like lockdown, playing Minecraft and listening to After Hours. It's like simple times. But I think, like there's Hardest to Love, there's a bit of drum and bass in there, there's a bit of like all sorts. So, you've got slow songs like Scared to Live. There's something for everyone on it. Yeah, it's like the perfect album to me. I'd probably find myself being like, just listen to After Hours.
I think I might have to listen to After Hours after this now. Just to get in them feels again.
Yeah.
So I think last question I'm on now. I don't even know if I've asked this one. Did I ask underrated music?
About what?
Did I ask you which one you think is the most underrated Weeknd song?
Oh. Maybe last time you did. Underrated Weeknd. Not that Trilogy's underrated, I think he's got more recognition, like, just since things like the Super Bowl, when he's just generally got more recognition, I think all the albums have. But I'd probably say something from Trilogy like that. Yeah, the older sound, it's not as crisp, but I love it. I love that, like, distorted, dirty ass feeling, like, that it gives. It's, like, really good. It's underrated. It sounds so good. Like I just love the experimental elements. Like in my own music, I like experimenting and stuff. I think songs, like the ones from Trilogy and like Kiss Land, with the just random percussive elements, just inspires me a lot personally.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
And you're right with what you're saying. It is definitely, down, dark and dirty, but in a good way. But yeah, I think that's all the questions for today. Now it's time to get into your top five. So don't have to be in order, just top five songs by The Weeknd or anyone in the EXO group and why.
Okay, so I'd say first would be Lost in the Fire. I think it's one of them that nothing can top it. Every time I listen to it, it's like listen to it for the first time again. Just the synth like opening, the drums in it, just immaculate.
Do you think that's the best song collaboration between The Weeknd and Gesofferstein?
I'd have to say so. Like, I love the others, but like, it's just that one, just in general, nothing could top her. She's
So, what
great.
would you say for the next song then?
I'd say Hurricane, with Kanye, because again, it's one of those really nostalgic ones, for me, even though it's, what, 3 years old. But like, yeah, I love that one.
It don't feel that old, to be fair.
I know, yeah, because I have synesthesia, so I can see songs. That is one of those songs that look really good to me, like in my head. Looks fab.
Fair enough. Song number three.
Third, I'd say Too Late. My favourite on After Hours always changes. Every time, especially when I listen to the whole album, just front to back, top to bottom. First to last.
What?
It always changes, like, but I feel like Too Late is one of them that every time I listen to it, I'm like, nah, this has gotta be an all time favourite.
Yeah,
Just
that this
the
is.
sound in it. The way it rises and falls, so
I
good.
could definitely imagine that song being played in a club, to be fair.
That would actually go hard. Like if I had a club, I'd definitely play
Song number four.
that. I'd say Hi for This. Something off like House of Blues or something like that. Yeah. just it's just a banger, isn't it? You can't lie, can't argue with it.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. And lastly, song number five.
I know we mentioned it earlier, probably Dirty Diana.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's. I mean, I think I feel like it's cheating a bit because I've liked it my whole life. But then, you know, when you hear The Weeknd and it's, yeah, like you said, it brings in another layer to it, a different perspective of how
I
the
feel like
lyrics were
that's definitely like a
meant to be.
generational song as well. You know, Michael Jackson's done it, The Weeknd's done it. I imagine, like, in a good few years' time, someone else will probably do their rendition of it as well.
Yeah, it's one of those songs, timeless, really.
Timeless classics. But nothing's timeless. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been amazing to have you. Really appreciate it. Is there anything you'd like to say to the people listening or the people watching?
Be nice to each other and listen to The Weeknd.
Fair enough. Thank you for being on the show. And that is it for this week. So we will see you next week with more guests and talking all things EXO.
Thanks for having me.